This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
I don't know if you've missed this, but the Turkish capital, Ankara, has banned all LGBT events, citing public sensitivity. The move comes a few days after a German gay film festival was actually banned in the city from taking place. So any exhibitions, public performances, cultural events, cinema relating to LGBT people has now been banned by the governor's office.
This came about particularly in relation to a gay film festival which was set to take place last weekend. It was only showing four queer films, but the governor's office put out a statement. It didn't actually mention the word LGBT. It just said, concerning our community's public sensitivity, any such events to do with theatre panels, interviews or exhibitions are banned until further notice in our province to provide peace and security.
Yes, they're fearing tourism and public safety concerns.
Yeah, okay, this is a part of a bit of a wider anti-LGBT crackdown in Turkey this year. Earlier this year, the Pride event was cancelled for the second consecutive year when demonstrators took to the streets anyway, and seven transgender activists were detained in Istanbul just a couple of weeks ago after they tried to stage a trans Pride event after the event was banned.
And now over to USA, where it's been declared that 2017 is officially the deadliest year for trans people in at least a decade. This past week, in marking the annual Transgender Day of Remembrance, a Human Rights Campaign report showed at least 25 transgender people had been violently killed in 2017, more than during any other recorded year in the past decade, and the year is not even over. The report notes that 84% of the victims were people of colour and 80% identified as female. Trans women are four times more likely than cisgender women to be homicide victims, and in the past 5 years, the Human Rights Campaign found over 100 trans deaths due to violence by tracking media reports.
Now, interestingly, this is it's not a full, interrogation, full survey like the one we're dealing with tonight. They've looked at media reports, so it's actually more than likely that it's an underestimate because so many cases either go completely unreported or the victims aren't identified as transgender in the news reports.
More than half of those 100 victims lived in the South. Nearly 60% were victims of gun violence and about 85% were people of colour.
Increasing violence against trans men and women seems to reflect a larger shift in the country, particularly after President Trump took office.
Now, across to Uganda, where, wait for it, there's some good news.
I'm sorry, Uganda good news?
Uganda. Uganda's police have received sensitivity training in order to better protect LGBTI people.
Oh, I thought when you said sensitivity training that they're trying to find the most sensitive parts of the body.
No, this one is for real. Police in Uganda, which is of course best known for the country that tried to bring in the Kill the Gays law, that was actually the name of the bill, and one of the worst countries in the world to be LGBTI, they ran a sensitivity training course for its police. Now, the police have in the past often been the worst perpetrators of violence and persecution of Uganda's LGBT community. A message was sent out from police headquarters to all the different police precincts, and they were told to send officers to the training, and they were told that this would help to sensitise police officers on how to protect the rights of LGBTI people.
But in no way was it going to promote homosexuality.
They were actually very specific in releasing a statement that it was not about promoting homosexuality.
In Sri Lanka, some more good news. They are actually looking at decriminalising homosexuality and protecting LGBTI people. Now,
this is really big news, actually, I have to say. This has been a long time coming.
So Sri Lanka has undergone its third universal periodic review under the United Nations Human Rights Council. Now, so every so often, every UN member state has its human rights record reviewed by other UN states every 4 years.
And quite consistently, the UN has made recommendations to Sri Lanka that they needed to make a much greater effort in terms of their LGBT laws, particularly to do with decriminalisation.
And particularly in relation to their penal code. I wonder where they got that from.
Damn Brits.
I'm sorry.
A further six states recommended that Sri Lanka adopt measures to combat discrimination in various forms that are faced by the LGBT community. The Deputy Solicitor General, Nerin Pule, made these comments after the UN's periodic review and has said that they will work to look after contemporary thinking is that consensual sex between adults should not be policed by the state, nor should it be grounds for criminalisation. Now, this has actually just come months after Sri Lanka's health minister said almost the opposite, that the government was against homosexuality, but will not prosecute anybody for practising it.
The local LGBT organisation Equal Ground has welcomed the comments. I'm assuming they refer to the Pula ones, not the ones by the health minister.
Yeah, the most recent ones. And in brief, Canada's Justin Trudeau is set to apologise for historic discrimination against LGBTI people.
In the US, LGBT youth are 120% more likely to experience youth homelessness than other people.
In South Korea, K-pop star blasted for comments on hashtag transgender women.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.